To be, it needs to be, as you said, a working relationship, that it's a two-way street. And I think we are committed to doing that and working with you and your staff to do all we can to improve transportation issues in this county.
Yep, thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you again, Madam Secretary and staff, for being here today. We will be in touch. The next item of business is a proclamation regarding Constitution Week. And I have a proclamation here, and I believe we are joined by Ms. Donna Horvath, the Regent of the Major Nathaniel Mitchell Chapter of Daughters of the American Revolution. If she's state, yes, she is here.
She
okay.
Is.
So I'll read the proclamation, and we'll
take
the photo.
Man.
Proclamation to declare September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week, whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize organizations for their contributions to the betterment of the community, and the Major Nathaniel Mitchell Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution of Georgetown and other DAR chapters across the United States serve as volunteer patriotic organizations that promote education and historic preservation. And in support of its mission, the DAR will lead the county's celebration of Constitution Week from September 17, 2015 through September 23, 2015. The United States of America functions as a republic under the Constitution, the oldest written national constitution still in active use, which outlines the self-government of a people. The tradition of celebrating the Constitution began nearly 60 years ago by the DAR when, in 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially declared this week as Constitution Week. The intent of the celebration is to emphasize citizens' responsibilities for defending, protecting, and preserving the Constitution for posterity, to inform the people that the Constitution is the basis for America's greatest heritage and the foundation for our way of life, and to encourage the study of the historic events which led to the framing of the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby declare September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week in Sussex County. We encourage all citizens to reflect on the duty committed to each of us by our forefathers to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and freedoms it guarantees for generations to come. Signed, Michael H. Vinson, Council President. Thank you.
Now we're ready. Rob? Good now?
No, very good.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you.
And we support the Constitution every week, though, right? Not every week.
The federal government's listening to everything we do.
Not just this week, Sam.
Let's see where we are on this agenda.
Now we're deciding.
Okay.
Workshop.
Next item of business is the sign ordinance workshop details. Prior to our Labor Day recess, we had a discussion during council meeting regarding council's desire to have a workshop where we would focus on the sign ordinance as it is currently written. Since then, staff and our legal team has gathered to develop a plan forward to tackle this issue. And I wanted to share some of the details that we've come up with at this point. We would like to host a sign ordinance workshop on Tuesday, September 29th, in the morning, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and would run until about 12:30. We do have a posted council meeting that afternoon with public hearings, so we will need to be back here in time for those public hearings in the afternoon. The workshop would entail a select group of elected and appointed officials from the county to gather and hear a presentation from staff, but mostly for staff and legal to get feedback from that select group. The group would include this county council, the five members of the Board of Adjustment, and the five members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Previously, when we discussed this issue, you also encouraged us to invite members from the Department of Transportation, which we have, and specifically a local attorney, Mr. David Hutt, who specializes in signed ordinance and presenting to the board, and who also presented to you previously. Again, like I said, the focus of this small workshop is to gather feedback and direction from you all as it relates to the way the current ordinance governs signs. We would like to take that feedback and then work through some of the specific details as we rewrite the ordinance. Our concept at this point is to develop a sign working group whereby specific members beyond just the workshop would work on the recommendations for the ordinance. The working group is not finalized by any stretch, but we would think that that group would include maybe one member from each of the three, council, board, and commission, again, staff and legal team, David Hutt and Del Dot, and then some stakeholders beyond just the county government, such as local sign companies, representatives from that entity, stakeholders that we've heard from, including the development community, the real estate community, home builders. And I would think before we actually structure the working group that we would come up with a list of recommendations for the council to review.
Is there a way to contact, homeowners and homeowners associations? I mean, I don't hear that side of it.
I mentioned the development, real estate, and home builders stakeholders because they specifically have reached out to me in the past. But if there's a particular HOA group, or I know there's a coalition of HOAs, especially in the southern part of the county, that work through some issues, we could certainly invite them if that's a recommendation. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, September 29th, the workshop in the morning, 9 o'clock. We're going to host that at the West Complex. We'd initially thought that we'd go off campus, but we're going to have that at the Sussex County West Complex beginning at 9 a.m.
Suggestion. If you could get the staff, and I think the Board of Adjustment and the attorney for the Board of Adjustment are probably very familiar with the problem areas. And if we could maybe have a priority list of the problem areas as opposed to just, going through the whole ordinance. I mean, a lot of it doesn't need to be debated, or we might open up something we don't need to. So I would rather have the board and maybe the board's attorney identify the areas in the sign ordinance that we should target as since we got everybody together. And then when it breaks out, I guess, into this committee and stuff like that, it might be something different. But that way we can stay focused on some of those things.
Yeah, we're going to have, we only have 3 hours. And,
right.
And as you've seen in the recent discussions, this particular topic could take quite a bit of time. So we're going to have a specific agenda.
Good.
To tackle the priority areas. One of the things the team that has gathered to organize this work has identified, a lot of the ordinance right now does regulate some of the things that we've already heard. It's just a matter of regulation. Not creating new regulation, but regulating and governing what we already have on the books. So there's an education piece to the presentation.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Mr. President, may I just one quick comment? In addition to what you just shared, Mr. Lawson, I would also encourage for example, HOA, which is residential, if you would. I would also encourage that we have somebody from the commercial piece included. Business owners, be it, Tanger, whomever. I mean, somebody to represent the commercial side, somebody to represent the residential, the individual. Of course, obviously, the sign makers, the sign business people, and the like. So I just want to make sure we include them as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
Anything else from council? Thank you, sir, for that.
Thank you.
We look forward to it.
Likewise. The next item is our annual Delaware Department of Transportation 2017-2022 Capital Transportation Program request presentation. As normal, we will turn our attention to Mr. Guy, who has helped develop or has developed this current CTP request list based on feedback that he has received to this point. Mr. Guy.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Good morning, Council. I also have here, I want to pass this out before we begin, just real quickly, copies of the comments that we received from the public via our website. We, if you'll remember, back in late June, we announced that we would accept comments from the public on their suggestions, their ideas for improvements, and over the next 30 days, we took that information in and then used those suggestions to incorporate within this year's draft request. So, give me just a moment.
You should have an assistant do this. Guessing out, sir.
Okay. In summary, in short, the request this year is largely modeled off of previous requests in the last couple of years. Your priorities to date remain principally or primarily the same as they did the last couple of years. We are looking at SR1 improvements remaining as your top priority, with the Delaware Coastal Airport and Park Avenue US 9 truck route being your secondary requests. We also have the east-west improvements continuing through the county, especially SR 26, 24, and routes 404 and route 9. Many of those routes have improvements that are ongoing now, but we've kept those in the draft request for the CTP in the coming year. Bicycle and walking trails remain on the list, as well as the north-south highway improvements, local roads, intersection signage and signalization, and alternative transportation. I'm not going to bore you with a lot of the details. Not a lot of change here. Obviously, we all know that there have been some concerns on the SR1 corridor in recent years with pedestrian and bicycle incidents, and some of those being fatal. There is work now that is ongoing to improve the sidewalks, especially along the Route 1 corridor, and that recognizes that there. Many of the same improvements that were listed last year are also listed again here. We have made note of, I think, the Westcoats Corner improvement that the Secretary referenced back in her discussion. We've included that here in the CTP request. Delaware Coastal Airport, obviously this is the former Sussex County Airport. We've tweaked this a little bit to include the branding, the name change, and try to make a little more of a clear distinction, not just on the airport, but also on the Park Avenue US 9 truck route, the need for improvements to that road, especially not just because of the runway extension project, but also because we believe that the Route 9 truck route represents a safety issue, since this is a route that is designated for trucks to bypass downtown Georgetown. It is a road that does not have shoulders. It is a road that is in need of some attention in that regard. And this also may be a route that could be interlinked with some future improvement for DelDOT for a bypass around Georgetown with the US 113 north-south project. East-west corridors, again, remain pretty much the same as in previous years. There is approximately $20.5 million in state and federal funding in the FY16 CTP budget for east-west corridor improvements throughout Sussex, and some of those projects are ongoing now. If you've been along US Route 9 between Georgetown and Lewis, there have been a number of intersection improvements along the route, and in Mr. Cole's district, SR 26, as well as Mr. Arlett's SR 26, is undergoing improvements currently. Bicycle and walking trails, this continues to be obviously an important topic within the state and remains here in your CTP request for DelDOT, asking that the Council on Transportation continue to give serious consideration to that. North-south highway improvements, we've mentioned that. Local roads, this is where you see much of the suggestions being incorporated into each year's request. There were a couple of new requests that were made this year. One in the Lewis area specifically, we added the, I believe it was the New Road area, as well as Gills Neck Road. We had a number of comments from the public asking for improvements to be made on the Gills Neck Road area, saying that it was lacking turn lanes, shoulders, and whatnot. This is a map that just represents any of those local roads requests. And these are primarily your tertiary roads, your county roads, if you will. Signage and signalization, as well as intersections, pretty much remains the same. Again, as noted, there is the current effort to improve the US 9 intersections of Gravel Hill, Harbison, Hudson, and Sweetbriar Roads. And we've kept that in there until these improvements are finalized. Alternative transportation. I know that for Mr. Cole, the signage issue for DART, that remains a request from the county to have the state improve the signage, as well as consider the appropriateness of where some of these stops are placed, rather than just having them in the middle of nowhere.
You're just with no benches or no, just a little sign, and it just seems like doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right. And that's pretty much it. Closing remarks just sort of encapsulates everything there.
Very good.
And we'll present this on Thursday the 24th at the CTP hearing, which, as the Secretary noted, will be at the South District office here in Georgetown. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, now I've got a couple things that I've been harping on here lately. Is one, if we could somehow in the closing remarks, or maybe where it said about the pedestrian issues again, I think we could... and maybe the council will support it, but we should probably put a recommendation in there that when it comes to pedestrian right-of-way.
I believe that's noted in here as
laws,
well.
Laws, yes. And whatever they use, if it's on the books, I don't know, you can tell me if it's state law or whatever it is, but I'm getting really concerned about the, given the encouraging pedestrians to venture out into traffic with the expectation that cars will stop. And I think we should probably go on record saying that pedestrian right-of-ways should only occur on two-lane roadways where the speed limit does not exceed 25 miles an hour.
And that's what we've asked for. Sussex County respectfully asked the state to reevaluate pedestrian right-of-way laws, particularly in high-traffic corridors where speeds exceed 25 miles per hour to limit collisions and improve safety.
Yeah, and over two-lane roads, right? Okay, that is, I think, awfully important. And I don't know if it goes in here, but we just had the secretary here, and I didn't bring it up because it's kind of a small thing, but we're always talking about trying to save money with DelDOT and everything else. Mm-hmm. DelDOT has a program where they go in and surface a subdivision's roadways, and if they bring them up to state standards, the state will then accept them. Then it means the taxpayers of this state will then maintain them. And it just seems to me, with the limited funds we have out there, why they would continue to go into subdivisions, and if these communities upgrade their roads, and these should be private roads in private subdivisions, but yet they can turn them over to the state, and then the rest of the taxpayers foot the bill. So I just think that's a program that's outdated, and it's something politicians, I think, in the past used to get the favor of a certain community. But I just think with the lack of available monies out there, that would be a program that would be easy to cut.
Okay, that may be something that we can look at. I'm not sure about the
appropriate. I don't know if it's appropriate to put in there, but they do. If you bring it up to state standards, state will accept them, and the next thing you know,
sure,
we all are footing the bill for that in that community, which really is a community's roadway system, and they should be having the responsibility for that.
Well,
anyway,
George, when you in making that comment, would you be in favor of the town limits, all the developments that goes on in town, not to be come under state also?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I just know that this issue bothers
me. To me, it wouldn't be no difference.
Well, then you could bring that up yourself.
I mean, if you say they come in town here and they develop...
That can be a Sam Wilson position. Mine is that in subdivisions and unincorporated Sussex County. Well, I don't get in city politics.
Well,
Mike, could you settle this debate?
You can't.
We're going to move on.
Thank you. We're done, Sam.
Okay.
It does,
it's a good question. Why are
we discriminating?
Nothing further from me unless council has any other questions or concerns.
Good job.
Again, we'll present this on the 24th. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Guy. I would say and encourage all those interested to attend the public hearing on the 24th. DelDOT will present its priority list for this county, so you'll see where the projects are listed based on the formula that they are now using. So it is a good thing for you to see. Okay, next item is the administrator's report for today, September 15th, 2015. Item number one, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for July, there were 195 violent crime arrests with 137 clearances, 1,813 property crimes with 628 clearances, and 28,513 total traffic charges with 19,952 corresponding arrests. Of those traffic arrests, 565 were for DUI. Finally, there were 2,926 total vehicle crashes investigated in July. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of July. Item 2 attached, please find the cost statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for August 2015. There were 17,980 total calls handled for that month. Of those 911 calls, 83% were from wireless phones. Item number 3, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet September 21st at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Complex at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Michael Erickson, Emergency Operations Coordinator for Delaware Division of Developmental Disability Services, will be speaking on emergency preparedness efforts, tips, and best practices in developing your own emergency plans. Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:45 to continue planning for their annual conference, which is scheduled for October 21st. A copy of their agenda is attached. Item number 4, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Ocean View Beach Club, effective August 18th. Lewis Crossing, a.k.a. Deep Valley Farm, off-site sanitary sewer, Route 9, effective August 20th. Forest Landing, Phase 3A, effective August 31st. Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 1A, effective September 2nd. And Americana Bayside Knox Property, effective September 10th. And finally, it's with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioners Albert Gopel and on August 26th and Joyce Lord on September 4th. Mr. Gopel began his career with Sussex County in May of 1995 and retired from Environmental Services Wolf Neck Plant as an Equipment Operator 3 in May of 2010 with 15 years of service. Ms. Lord began her career with Sussex County in October 1968. And retired from the Treasury Department as the Director of Treasury in December 2006 with 38 years of service. We'd like to extend our condolences to both families. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you. Again, what we're on the agenda.